Hi everyone, welcome back to Learn Digital Audio School. Learn Digital Academy is India's only agency-based institute with university certifications and on-campus placements. This is your host, Neha. Today, we will discuss how to avoid mistakes in digital marketing. We all know that digital marketing is a complicated business with many strategies like search engine optimization, content marketing, paid advertising, analytics, social media marketing, etc. It makes the process complex and mistakes can happen. So today we have Mr. Yogesh Thakur, who is going to share his experience on learning from mistakes. Welcome, Yogesh.
Thank you, Neha.
With 9 years of experience in digital marketing, I'm sure you have many suggestions and lessons you'd like to share with our listeners so that they can avoid making mistakes. So tell us, what would you like to say?
Well, in this line of work, there are so many of changes and updates in the trends that it's hard to keep up. With so many ways to market online, you are bound to make one or the other mistake. It always happens. So however small a mistake is, they can cost you a lot, whether you are working for a client or your company. But not to worry, we are going to discuss what mistakes you need to avoid in digital marketing. Let's have a discussion on that. So my first point would be that not setting goals and objectives is a very common mistake most of the young digital marketers actually do. According to the goals and objectives you set for a business, whatever goals you set, you need to execute specific strategies to reach those goals and objectives. So what are your objectives like? You want to reach more people, build a relationship with your audience, generate some leads, brand awareness, brand identity. Sale, to rank better on SERPs, or you want to drive some more traffic, or increase engagement. Each of these goals need to have a specific digital marketing strategy that works well to reach them. If you do not have any specific goal set, then you have to be, using a very wrong strategy, which may not help you get what you want. Now, having not any direction towards, how you want to grow up your brand, or how you can save time while doing the very same task, can do some disasters for you. Neglecting search intent. Now, many marketers make this mistake of ignoring search intent of users.
Okay, but can you please tell more about this search intent term?
Search intent is the main goal of users when they are searching for information specifically for their query. For example, when people search for SEO tools, they are looking for a list of SEO tools with features, not how they work for what they are. Similarly, if they are looking for easy dessert recipes, they want a recipe that's easy and quick. If you provide them a recipe that takes over an hour with 30 ingredients, they are going to bounce off.
Okay, I have a question. How do we find out search intent?
And description. The kind of information a site provides, whether they are in listicle format, step-by-step format, or just plain chunks of text. Note down these patterns. You can also look for related questions in the people also ask section on the first result page and in the search related section in the bottom. The best way to understand search intent is by putting yourselves in the user's shoes and think how you would want the answer to your query to be. Ask yourselves these questions. What is this person looking for when they search this keyword or phrase? What problems are they facing? And kind of problems they are trying to solve? Or the solutions even, what they are looking forward to. You got to focus upon the social media. Though social media has plenty of potential users, it is not the only platform to reach out to them. If you're putting all the marketing efforts on social media, not on other platforms, then you could be losing out on reaching potential customers who are not on social media. It is not necessary everybody is going to be on social media, right? You could market on other platforms through blogging, videos, or press releases, and multiple factors. It will help drive more relevant traffic to your website. So avoid making the mistake of focusing only on one online platform to grow your business. Some companies also make the mistake of not using social media for marketing. It has to be used, but not limited only to that platform. And not being audience focused, your audience should be your number one priority. Whether it is that you are creating or marketing, you're doing it for them, not for you. So making them audience-centric, research their needs, their interests, where they hang out online, where do they spend the most of their time, and what kind of products or information they actually look forward to. Understand their behavior pattern and create an audience persona or a buyer's persona and then curate content for them.
Oh, so it's all about the audience.
Yes, it is. It's very important to always focus on marketing for your audience. That way you can build a relationship and trust with them. Now, targeting everyone, this is a mistake because not everyone may be interested in what you offer, or your products may not be useful for everyone. For example, if you're selling skincare products, you target audience would mostly be women. If you target everyone, it will yield no relevant leads and become a waste of time, effort and money. So research your audience well and target a specific group that would be interested in your products or services. You can do this by looking into groups on Facebook, Reddit and Twitter. There are groups and discussions around a specific topic which could be related to what you are offering. Find them and market to them. Note personalizing content for your customers. 60% of the marketers struggle to personalize content in real time. Now, why is this relevant? Because when you care about your customers, they return the favor. In the face, marketing and hard selling has become an annoyance for the customers. And they tend to ignore you if you do the same. Instead, provide personalized content which is specifically created for them. That way you don't come across as a typical salesperson and the customers feel very special and show an interest in your brand.
Okay, you explain it well. I think we all can agree on that.
Some of the ways you can personalize content for your customers is by assessing your audience's needs, by collecting data to create buyer's persona, or you talk about identifying and segmenting your audience and customers, providing products recommendations through algorithms by using customers' names while writing emails, or by using unbounced dynamic text replacement feature. Another mistake which people often do is not to validate the leads. Leads are people who show an interest in your products or your company. Every lead you get may not be relevant to your business. Most companies don't need validation which can get them better and more relevant leads. Did you know that 50% of a company's website conversions are not sales leads? By validating leads, separating real sales leads from non-sales leads, you can make better decisions on marketing. Not retaining your customers. Customers retention is the process of retaining customers by engaging them to continue buying your products. Customer retention and customer acquisition go hand in hand to keep your company growing. It is easy to convince your customers to buy from you if they already knew you. This is why it is important. Your loyal customers are 50% more. Customer retention is a process of retaining customers by engaging them to continue buying products from your company. Existing customers also spend 31% more than leads. And when you release a new product, they are more likely to spend 50% as they are already familiar with your brand. So retaining customers is very important to grow your business. And if you are not doing it, you could be losing out on some great revenue and profit. Your website is the most important asset of your company. Many companies do not update and promote their websites. So it is not surprising that it will slowly become dead over the time and stop getting traffic. By promoting your website, your brand awareness will be improved. You will get more professional and business opportunities, drive more traffic and generate leads, increase income and get better networking opportunities. Promote your website on social media, link to it in guest blogs, blogs and articles. You can also use paid advertising by promoting with Google's AdWords and Bing ads. So that's pretty much I wanted to cover on mistakes and to avoid them when it comes to digital marketing.
Okay, it was very useful. Thank you, Mr. Yogesh Thakur, for your time. Your information is always valuable and insightful. I'm sure today's episode will be quite useful for both professionals and amateur marketers. For the next episode, we will be discussing why targeting the right audience is important. Stay tuned by subscribing to our podcast and receive more amazing content. Do share your valuable feedback and let us know what you did like our experts to share information on. Reach out to us on Facebook and Instagram or visit our website learndigital.co. The link is in the description. Thank you all for your time. See you all in the next session. Have a great day.